reporter joins the Chilkat Valley News. And some Haines residents want more oversight for studies conducted at the Palmer Project, while others think it is an undue burden. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Some Haines residents are concerned about oversight for a hydrology study carried out by Constantine Metal Resources for the Department of Environmental Conservation. The Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council recently met to discuss the issue with representatives from DEC. Constantine Metal Resources plans to drill a mile-long tunnel at its mineral exploration site in the Chilkat Valley. During excavation, they would discharge wastewater from the tunnel into an underground diffuser system. When the Department of Environmental Conservation approved discharge permits for the project, local conservation groups raised concerns about wastewater entering nearby streams from underground. DEC requested a tracer dye study to better understand how water flows through the ground at the Palmer Project. On November 15th, Tokchinook Watershed Council asked to monitor the study, but Constantine denied the request. At a meeting of the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council last week, council member Kip Kermoyan questioned why Constantine wouldn't allow third-party monitoring.
I think what we need is transparency. And having someone there to observe sampling is not an unreasonable request considering the potential impacts of this project to this valley.
Constantine hired Ozark Underground Laboratories to design and supervise the dye study. Constantine's staff collected data for the study from early November until December 11th. The company's vice president of community and external affairs, Liz Cornejo, said the decision to deny Tokchinook Watershed Council's request was related to safety concerns and bad timing.
The request that we received for third-party observation from Tokchinook came at the very tail end of the study, and it was essentially complete by the time that request was received, and therefore the third-party observation was just not possible at that time.
While some who attended the meeting felt that Constantine was not being transparent, others disagreed. Haines resident and Alaska Miners Association member Richard Clement felt that third-party monitoring is uncalled for.
It's just another attack to undermine the professionalism and integrity of the mining industry.
DEC Wastewater Discharge Program Manager Gene McCabe explained that the state does not require an impartial monitor to observe studies that inform wastewater permit decisions. McCabe also noted that the results of the dye study may not have any impact on the permitting for the Palmer Project.
Perhaps additional sampling may be required. We don't know yet, but we're trying to answer a specific question about the connectivity between the discharge point and surface waters nearby.
The results of the Palmer Project dye study are expected sometime in February. You may notice a new byline in the Chilkat Valley News this year. Sari Godinez will replace Jenna Coons as the weekly paper's full-time reporter. KHNS's Claire Strempel sat down with Godinez to learn more.
Friends and family wanted Sari Godinez to take over the Skagway News when they heard she would begin a career in journalism in Alaska. That's after the biweekly made national headlines when owner and publisher Larry Persley announced he would give it away to the right candidate.
Like, why aren't you buying the paper for $0 and going down to work there? And I was like, I don't know the first thing about running a paper.
But Persley was involved in her first job as a journalist. He's the University of Alaska Anchorage Atwood Chair of Journalism, and he recommended Godinez to Chilkat Valley News publisher Kyle Clayton. Clayton says he didn't even need to post the job. Persley's recommendation and a strong interview with Godinez sealed the deal. Godinez majored in film and media studies at Yale, so it wasn't until she enrolled in Persley's class that she took the first steps to becoming a full-time reporter. Godinez is originally from Los Angeles and an avid rock climber. After college, Godinez lived out of her car and climbed daily.
That was pretty great, although I think it's nice to have a purpose beyond rock climbing. I think that's when I realized that I could not do the sort of dirtbag lifestyle and have that be, for me, it wasn't very particularly fulfilling.
So she took a job as a legislative aide for State House Representative Matt Klaman. She lived and worked in Anchorage and Juneau for a couple of years before taking the job in Haines.
I guess I've always had this idea in the back of my mind that I would like to get paid to write. And I started taking a class at the University of Anchorage in journalism. When you work for as a legislative aide, you're writing stuff for your boss, so you're trying to sort of sound like your boss. And I want to, you know, end up writing my own things and sounding like myself.
CVN hired Godinez in November, and she arrived in Haines on Friday. Publisher Kyle Clayton says it's going well. Check out this Thursday's Chilkat Valley News to read her first local stories. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Unrecognized tribes in Alaska seeking federal status will have to demonstrate more than 80 years of history under a new process proposed by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Department of Interior currently reviews such petitions on a case-by-case basis. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
The proposed rule would require bands of Alaska Natives seeking tribal status to prove a common bond at least as back as far as 1936. But a Washington, D.C. attorney representing two unrecognized tribes with federal petitions pending says he's concerned this would further slow things down. Michael Willis represents the Katuchek in Seward and the Kanaganek in the Bristol Bay region. Both have sought federal recognition since the 1990s.
It seems like the Department of Interior is trying to find ways to delay yet again rather than treat Katuchek Native tribe consistently with other Alaska Native entities who have organized under the Alaska IRA.
He's referring to the Indian Reorganization Act, the landmark law passed in the 1930s that guides tribal recognition. BIA is holding meetings and tribal consultations around Alaska as it takes public comment through March 2nd. So far, several tribes and Alaska Native organizations have written to express skepticism that a new rule would be necessary. The Bureau of Indian Affairs did not respond to requests for comment. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.